It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Budget negotiations between Governor Wolf and leaders in the GOP-dominated legislature apparently were pretty productive yesterday. They scheduled another session for this morning. We were supposed to have House Speaker Mike Terzai, but he is still in a meeting with the governor, which is certainly good for the Commonwealth, not as good for our show and our listeners. In lieu of Speaker Terzai, we have Matt Briette, president and CEO of the Commonwealth Foundation, a conservative think tank, joining us now to talk about what conservatives want from this process, which has obviously bogged down. The two sides are at odds over their respective versions of the budget, which is now 6 weeks overdue. So what does Matt Briette and the Commonwealth Foundation feel about this? Matt Briette joining us by phone from Harrisburg. Welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, good to be with you, Paul. Glad I could fill in for you.
Well, we are too. Yesterday, Governor Wolf appeared on this show. He said his priority is education, and he's going to continue to look for ways to pay for it, including putting new taxes in place. What are the priorities for conservatives? And, you know, as you continue to seek out middle ground here, where do you think conservatives should compromise, or at least be willing to compromise?
Well, I think you've certainly seen that in the budget that was put forward that would spend $1 billion more year over year. The problem is that the governor wants to spend even more than that, and the tax increases that he's proposing exceed the other 49 states combined. And so we're talking about a wide gap between where the legislature stands that was elected to majorities, actually historic majorities, certainly in the House of Representatives in over 50 years. No party has held the majority that they have today. And they certainly didn't run on increasing taxes on every Pennsylvanian. And that's precisely what the governor continues to demand. And so I think we're going to be a long ways away from resolution so long as the governor continues to demand some taxes that simply are there. The votes aren't there, not among Republicans, but not even amongst a lot of Democrats are willing to put up votes for these tax increases.
You know, one of the more controversial things that the governor's put out there, proposals that he's put out there, is the 5% drilling tax, the severance tax on gas drillers in the state of Pennsylvania. He said yesterday, everything's on the table. I'm more than willing to come off of that figure. Do you see the conservatives? Would you advise the Republicans who are the leaders in the legislature to say, okay, we've been saying we don't want any tax at all. We're willing to maybe meet you halfway. What is a palatable number for someone like you?
Sure. Well, I think the first thing is we have to recognize that we do have a severance tax in Pennsylvania. We call it an impact fee. So it is a, you know, specific tax on the industry, and that money goes to pay for the impacts in the communities where you see the drilling. So while we don't call it a severance tax, we have an effective severance tax that the Independent Fiscal Office has said it's about 4.7%. So we're actually pretty close to what the governor has been asking for in terms of taxes that are specific to the natural gas industry. So that's the first thing, is that we do have a tax on this industry. Now, the other question that really we don't have a whole lot of discussion on is that should we just enforce or increase a punitive tax on an industry because we deem them to be profitable? Or should we have a tax policy that says people should pay for the government that they use? And what I mean by that, Paul, is that it's really unfair to just say, hey, we're going to go after, let's say, cabinet makers, of which Governor Tom Wolf's business was, because he's making a lot of money, and we want to impose an additional tax on them, what they're already paying. And that's, unfortunately, the discussion that we've been having is, let's put an additional tax on the gas industry when they're already paying all the taxes every other business pays in Pennsylvania, plus the impact fee, which is effectively a severance tax. So I think we need to make our state more hospitable and certainly enforce our laws and make sure that if they are having negative impacts on our environment or our infrastructure, that they pay for those things. But we should not treat them as something that we can, while a cash cow to be milked, is really the way they're being treated right now.
One of our listeners, Julie Anna from Allison Park, wrote in to ask this question. If the conservatives want pension reduction for public employees, does that include themselves? Now, you...
The answer is yes. In fact, the pension bill that Governor Wolf vetoed was going to have defined contribution plans for all new hires. And the only current employees of the state that would be affected by this would be legislators themselves. So they were the only ones that are currently receiving taxpayer money in their employment that would be moving to a defined contribution plan. The governor vetoed that, and unfortunately we're not seeing any movement in terms of real pension reform that, of course, if we don't do this, Paul, we're going to see higher property taxes. We're going to see cuts in education in terms of job losses or money that is going into the classroom, because it is pension costs that are eating up every new dollar that's coming into every level of government, especially in our public schools.
Well, are you getting the sense that the governor and some of the Democrats are coming around to the idea that, yes, there has to be some reform, and is there middle ground in this area? And if so, what is it?
Yeah, that's a good question, because I think that this is where you can have opinions, but you can't deny the math, and the math at all levels of government. This is why you're seeing this. Some of our major cities where you've got the Democratic mayors that are saying, hey, we have got to get the pension crisis under control because it is going to bankrupt our cities. And so you're beginning to see that this is not a partisan problem. It's really a math problem. And they're going to have to come to consensus on this before we do see some of our cities and even school districts declare bankruptcy because they simply can't meet their pension obligations. So that's where I'm hopeful, Paul,
sure,
that there will be some meeting of the minds there.
We're down to just about a minute. Let's take one question from Matt from Polish Hill, who's on the line. Matt, welcome. You're on the air with Matt Briette.
Hey, thanks for having me. Just in response to your guest comments about the fact that we already have an impact fee, which is effectively a tax, I would counter that and say that we actually, that is a one-time fee that drillers pay when they begin to drill a well. It's not an ongoing revenue source based on the amount of income they're making from the gas that they're drilling. And every other state.
Matt, are you still there?
We
lost Matt from Polish Hill, but we've got you, Matt, very quickly because we're down to just a few seconds. What about what Matt is saying, that it's just a one-time tax, which the governor would certainly point out?
Well, certainly, and what we should recognize is that every other state that has a severance tax, that is a natural gas-producing state, most of them do not have an income tax or a corporate income tax, whereas Pennsylvania has the highest corporate income tax in the country, as well as a personal income tax that affects a lot of businesses. And so while we may not have a so-called severance tax, ongoing additional tax on natural gas production, we're certainly one of the highest tax states in terms of doing business. So
sure.
Let's say, hey, we want to have these types of jobs in Pennsylvania. Increasing those taxes simply because somebody else has them isn't going to do that for the people of Pennsylvania.
Matt, I got to jump in because we're out of time, but I want to thank you for joining us. Matt Briette, President and CEO of the Commonwealth Foundation. Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Paul. Take care.
Coming up, vacation ideas. Carpe diem, says travel correspondent Elaine LaBalme. She's next on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.